Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Oh, how wonderful a poor man's life can be. wonderful a poor man's life can be. Tracy Pickard.
Yes.
Hey, sir, if you haven't played them, can you play Dotsie's Redbird?
I haven't played that.
Okay, and if you haven't, can you play the drummer called Daddy's Dreams?
Yeah, Down the Road to Daddy's Dreams. I can do that one for you, too.
Appreciate it, sir. Thanks a lot.
All right, you take care of yourself.
There is a part of living that cannot be denied. It is promised with our first breath. Someday we're gonna die. Those we leave behind us have the hardest part to bear. 'Cause you know they're gonna miss us and wish that we were there. When you see a red bird in a heartbeat, like the falling of a star. So tell the people that you care for how wonderful they are. And if someday you wake up and find that it's too late, keep watching for that red bird to tell it what you had to say. When you see a red bird sitting on the back fence, you should remember time spent with the ones that you love. Such a beautiful memory. They were given wings to fly. As long as there's a red bird, memories alive.
Yeah. come a long, long way from my Alabama home. I've traveled across this country, Lord only knows how many times, but I've never found the pictures my daddy painted in my mind.
That my dearest and closest friend growing up was Marcel Ledbetter. I checked on him the other day. Marcel's still hauling pulpwood. And he's got a young boy named Tater. Tater Ledbetter. That hips him. Tater loves to go to the woodyard because the man that's the manager of the woodyard owns one of them moped motorcycles. And while they're unloading the pulpwood, old Tater rides a moped. Now, he's forbidden to take it outside the woodyard. But this particular day, Tater saw an opening in the fence. And he gave it a good guff. And went right out on the hard road and pulled up to the red light and stopped. About that time, a brand new Mercedes-Benz pulled out of a brand new showroom, whooped around in the street, one of them $70,000 ones, and pulled up there and stopped at the red light. And the driver looked, and there's Tater on the moped right there. Tater leaned over and put his nose on the glass, trying to look in there. Driver of the Mercedes spooled the window down, and Tater stuck his head over in there. Woo! Smell them leather seats. Look at that dashboard. Looks like the console of a brand new cotton gin. Woo! Look at here, look at here. Oh, sir, it's the most beautiful car I ever seen in my life. Fella said, thank you, young man. Thank you very much. Tater said, how fast would it go? He said, 120. Woo! 120. About that time, a light changed. Tater swung back on the moped, and the man took off. And I mean, really showed Tater how he could do it, and just left tire tracks in the middle of the road. The man's going along doing about 90, and he sees a speck in his rearview mirror. And the speck's getting closer and closer. And about that time, the speck said, and he passed over here on the left-hand side. Man driving the Mercedes said, good gracious, that looked like that little old boy on that moped. Ain't no way that could happen. About that time, he saw it coming back. He said, it was. Have mercy. He done passed me twice. Looked in the rearview mirror, and here he comes again, right at the back of that Mercedes. And he, wham, runs into the back bumper. Man slams on brakes, jumps out. Tater had done bent the cooter shell on the back of that car. And there he was laying down in the middle of that moped, and parts strode everywhere. The man saw he was breathing and said, oh, son. Son, I sure hope you're all right. Is there anything in the world that I can do for you, son? Taylor said, yes, sir. You can unhook my suspenders from your side view mirror.
You can unhook my suspenders from your sideboard mirror. I love that. Jerry Clower for you tonight on the Hits Radio program right here at KNEL. Our buddy Bobby Flores is having a pretty good battle the last few weeks. He was scheduled to be with us in Snyder last week for the West Texas Western Swing Festival. He just wasn't feeling up to it. And then I know he was scheduled to be in Fort Worth this weekend as well for their Legends of Western Swing Festival, and he had to postpone that or cancel that. But his band did a wonderful job last week. Brady Honeycutt filled in for him and really enjoyed Brady's performance last week. And we certainly appreciate him helping out Bobby Flores. And anyway, our thoughts and prayers for Bobby as he battles stage 4 esophageal cancer. Thought we'd play a Bobby Flores song for you tonight. I've always liked his version. Bobby makes some of the best records, and here's one called The One You Hang Around With.
I never caught you cheating. If I did, I wouldn't say. It just wouldn't do for me to see you walk away. I just keep it to myself and never a word. I know that's why you stay with me. That's what I heard. I know what they're saying all over town. I'm just the one you come home to, not the one you hang around. There's always some the one you come home to, not the one you hang around. Now and then I find you to find a place to hide. I don't want you to see. Someday I fear you'll find me out while I'm out finding you. Then I'll no longer be the one you come home to. I know what they're saying.
Yes, Trey, how you doing tonight?
Harry, I'm feeling mighty good tonight. How about you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
Hey, would you play that Marty Robbins version of the Strawberry Roan, please?
I'll be happy to.
And if you can find something in your archives by Ernest Tubb, how about one of his?
I might have a couple of his available.
Okay, buddy. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Harry. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.
I was hanging around town just spending my time. Out of a job, not earning a dime. A fella steps up and he said, I suppose you're a bronc fighter from the looks of your clothes. You figures me right, I'm a good one I claim. Do you happen to have any bad ones to tame? city's got one, a bad one to buck. For throwing good riders, he's had lots of luck. I gets all head up, and I ask what he pays to ride this old nag for a couple of days. He offered me 10, and I said, I'm your man. A bronc never lived that I couldn't fend. He said, get your saddle, I'll give you a chance. In his buckboard we hops and he drives to the ranch. I stayed until morning and right after Chuck, I stepped out to see if this outlaw can buck. Down in the horse corral standing alone is an old caballo, a strawberry roan. His legs are all spavined, he's got pigeon toes, little pig eyes and a big Roman nose, little pin ears that touch at the tip. A big 44 brand was on his left hip. You neck and over the long lower jaw, I could see with one eye he's a regular outlaw. I gets the blinds on him and it sure is a fright. Next comes my saddle and I screws it down tight. Then I steps on him and I raises the blind. Get out the way, boys, he's gonna unwind. He sure is a frog walker, he heaves a big sigh. He only likes wings for to be on the fly. He turns his old belly right up to the sun. He sure is a sunfish and son of a gun. He's about the worst bucker I've seen on the range. He'll turn on a nickel and give you some change. He hits on all fours and goes up on high. Leaves me a spinning up there in the sky. I turns over twice and I comes back to earth. A light's in a cussin' the day of his birth. I know there are ponies that I cannot ride. There's some of them left, they haven't all died. I'll bet all my money, the man he alive, that'll stay with old Strawberry when he makes his high dive.
Space and treat me fair. The girls are much prettier down in Texas. They don't breathe that New York City polluted air.
Ernest Tubb with one called The Texas Troubadour. I heard Porter Wagoner. That actually was written by Porter Wagoner. And I heard Porter tell the story that, of course, he had such a love and an affection for Ernest Tubb. And he said he wanted to do something special for him. So he wrote that song. And he said, I wrote the song. And he said, I took it to him one time. And I said, E.T., I want you to listen to this. He said, and I don't want you to record it because I wrote it for you. He said, but if you think it's good enough, he said, I'd love for you to record it. He said, but don't do it just because we're friends. And he said he sang it to E.T. that night, and E.T. looked up at him, and he always called Porter Pro. He said, Pro? He said, I'm going to cut that. And he did. It was a good song. Written by Porter Wagoner and recorded by the great Ernest Tubb. One called The Texas Troubadour. Had a request for anything but Buck Owens tonight. Hadn't played a Buck Owens song in a while, and that's a shame. And I have to admit, this is one of my personal favorites from Buck and all the Buckaroos. A little tune called Made in Japan.
My transistor radio comes from far away. And when it's night over here, over there, it's breaking day. I remember all the good times I had of walking in the sand. The beautiful girl that I met made in Japan. The beauty of her face was beyond my wildest dreams. Like cherry blossoms blooming in the mountain in the early spring. As we walked by the river and she softly took hold of my hand, that's when I fell deep in love with the girl made in Japan. In the dark of night, we would lay on Tokyo Bay, and the singing of the birds woke us up at the break of day. Her smiling eyes always seemed to try to understand all the love in my heart for the girl made in Japan. My transistor radio comes from far away. And when it's night over here, over there, to another man. That's when I left my heart with the girl made in Japan. Yes, my heart will always be with the girl made in Japan.
Hey, this is Kelly Spinks. You're listening to Tracy Pitcock's Honky Tonk on KNEL.
Mention my name and join the club. Walk up proud and throw your chest out. Tell them that you just now found out someone else just took the one you love. Tell them that you'll furnish a reference if they say they have a preference. Mention my name and join the club. Mention my name and join the heartaches. I'm the chairman of the board on misery. The sign says it's for members only, just for those that are lost and lonely. Mention my name and join the
There's one called, Is It Wrong for Loving You? Well, I was excited to get a message from Warner Mac's family this week that they were wanting to donate a lot of Warner's memorabilia to our Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. I think they're going to make that presentation while we're in Nashville, July the 16th. So we look forward to that and thank them for thinking of the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum and dealing with some of Warner Mac's memorabilia. Up next, here's a song going out to my buddy Will from down in London, Texas. He telling me he has some tests tomorrow, and so we'll lift him up in prayer and hope that everything goes really well for him. He wanted to hear this song from Aaron Tippin. I hadn't played this in a long time. Pretty song called I Wonder How Far It Is Over You.
parked my car beside the highway, and I didn't lock the doors. Left a note there with the keys. If he cranks, friend, she's yours. Then I struck out across Texas, gonna walk it line to line. Now I'm halfway across New Mexico, but you're still on my mind. This road that's going nowhere just leads me on and on, as I ask myself with every step, will I ever be alone? I wonder just how far it is over you. Is there no place I go that you don't come to? 'Cause when I left Tennessee, I thought we were through. Now I wonder how far it is over you. When I finally made a friend, it was me and that old hobo. You showed up again, and he ran out of liquor, and I've run out of time. I'm standing by the ocean, but you're still on my mind. I'm staring at the water. Catfish and mammy's good gumbo. I got that rambling fever, said goodbye to ma and pa. Cross that old red river, and this is what I saw. I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the skies. I saw miles and miles of Texas, gonna live there till I die. In the cow town, the cradle of the West. Just ask any cowboy, he'll tell you it's the best. I met a Texas beauty, got friendly with her pa. I looked into her big blue eyes, and this is what I saw. I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the sky. I saw miles and miles of Texas, gonna live there till I die.
started taming broncos, made every rodeo, until I met a rough one, his name was Devil Joe. I grabbed hold of his bridle to ride this old outlaw. He threw me from the saddle, and this is what I saw. I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the sky. I saw miles and miles of Texas, gonna live there till I die.
If you're down around Gale, Texas, tomorrow night, Asleep at the Wheel will be performing in Gale along with Daryl McCall. Daryl McCall is opening up for Asleep at the Wheel. Should be a great, great show. And I'm sure they'll be doing that one called Miles and Miles of Texas. Song today. It's ironic, some songs just kind of come to my mind every once in a while, and that one did this morning. And I was thinking of my friend Billy Jackson on that song. He loved that song by Kitty Wells, one called It Doesn't Say. Great song from the Queen of Country Music. Here's one for Zane Brandenburger tonight. Merle Haggard doing one called Rainbow Stew.
There's a big brown cloud in the city and the countryside to sin. The price of life is too high to give up. It's gotta come down again. But worldwide war is over and done, and the dream of peace comes true. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. When we find out how to burn the water and the gasoline car is gone, when an airplane
do.
All right, Marky. About what's in store. When people start doing what they ought to be doing, then they won't be booing no more. When a president goes through the White House door and does what he says he'll do, they'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew.
One called Another Chance by Tammy Wynette. I did not know Tammy very well. I met her a few times, and she was always very kind to me. I remember the last time I saw her, we were in Las Vegas. I was there with my friends Boyd and Maxine Turner, and we were in Vegas, and I just seen Tammy a few months before at Billy Bob's and had a real good visit, and so I called up a road manager. And just because we got to Vegas and I saw that she had been there for 3 or 4 days, and that was the last night that that she was going to be appearing at one of the casinos there, and so I called a road manager just to say hi to him because he was so nice, and so was Tammy, and he said, "You coming to the show tonight?" And I said, "No," I said, "We're not." I said, "We just flew in," and I said, and he said, "Well, come out," and I said, "Well, there's 4 or 5 people with me." And I said, "I just wanted to say hi." So we visited for a few minutes on the phone and hung up. And then it wasn't just about 30, 45 minutes, he called back and said, hey, Tammy said that she's got tickets for all for you and all your friends for the show tonight, so come out. And so we did. We went out to see Tammy that night, and she did a great job, even though she was not feeling well at all. But anyway, she was so kind to us, and that actually was the last time I saw her. Shortly after that, she passed away in her 50s, which is amazing that she contributed that much music to this industry and had such a short life. But what a great lady. Tammy Wynette. There's one called Another Chance on the Hits Radio Show.
I'd like you to play a song by Johnny Rodriguez, but I can't think of the name of it. He sings part of it in Spanish.
Jealous Heart.
Yeah, could you play that for me, please?
I'll do it. Bye-bye.
Sin tu amor me voy a enloquecer. Jealous heart, oh, jealous heart, stop beating. Can't you see the damage you have done? You have driven her away.
Play that for my friend Reverie Shelton. She likes that song real well. But Johnny Rodriguez, one called Jealous Heart. Had a request for something from Cowboy Weaver. I remember as a kid, Cowboy Weaver had a 30-minute television show on Saturday night on Channel 11 here in Brady. And that's where we'd always see it at, was Channel 11. And it was always such a great show, and he did nothing but traditional country music. And here's one from Cowboy Weaver from a few years ago. Little song called Bottle After Bottle.
I'm sitting on a bar stool by a bright neon sign, trying to get some help from the beer and the wine. I need help to forget her, help to get her off of my mind.
Mason, Menard, and all of the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country. This is 95.3 FM, KNEL-FM.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.